Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Are you ready for some high adventure coming up next on the Mutual Audio Network?
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
The Hawk Chronicles. Follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of the Hawk Chronicles.
Where is Kelly?
That's what we'd like to know.
She's throwing us off for something, but I haven't got the slightest idea what it is.
Model shows as a short-range recon unit. I got him on camera. The drone sees the chief. Oh, it's all about to break loose.
That's the signal. Mate, it's showtime.
We're on it. Hey, Rage, here's our north end, facing south.
You fool! Prepare my shuttle immediately.
It is already ready.
Then move aside. I may or may not return for you, Zokar.
It is I who may not return for you, old man.
You insolent!
Nelson, the suspect is now on your roof. Get ready.
Shot out. On target. Yes.
He's got it. Nelson, move in.
He's out cold, very much alive.
The only thing I really want is for you to take me to your home planet so I can see Kate.
Hey, Dad. Hope you don't mind that I borrowed your spaceship.
And now, episode 101. The Kelly Quandary.
Well, are you just going to sit there with your mouth hanging open? Or are you going to explain to me what this thing is?
I
isn't going to cut it. What about you, Pierman? What have you got to say?
I'm afraid I'm just as speechless as your father. How did you even manage to open the STIP, let alone fly it?
STIP? So that's what this thing is? A STIP?
Yes. It's an acronym for Space-Time Interstellar Portal.
Space? Time? Interstellar Portal? Are you telling me this thing is a time machine?
No, Kelly. It merely travels through portals to shorten space travel.
Oh, it merely travels through space. Just a few seconds ago, I was in Cambridge, and now I'm here at St. Martin Airport, just like that. Well, to me, that's a little more than merely. Dad? Are you just going to sit there with your mouth hanging open?
Honestly, I just don't know what to say. We've been tracking you to Minneapolis all afternoon and evening.
Well, guess what? I'm not there. I'm here.
Which is the cause of our perplexing stares.
Why the ruse? Why make us believe you're going to Minneapolis? Why send Karen?
Because I haven't believed you or you since you supposedly came back from Turkey. Now, is someone going to explain why I can travel almost 60 air miles in a few seconds?
It's a little technical, but we need to know how you got into it.
And why?
I'm the one with the questions here. I just walked into the Roosevelt Monument on Long Wharf and walk out at Martin State in a few seconds to find you, Pierman, with my father back in the very room I saw this thing a few days ago. Is this some sort of top-secret government experiment from Area 51?
No, I assure you it isn't.
You told me this was evidence in a case Kate was working on.
It was.
So she knows about this STIP thing, too.
Kelly, there is a lot to absorb here.
Yes, Dad, there is. Like when I saw you disappear behind this thing, you didn't walk around the front like you said. You walked right in.
Which brings me back to how did you manage to open the door?
I walked around the front and put my hand on this panel. And it opened.
You opened the primary door. We only use that here. Otherwise, someone might see you.
Walk right in?
That explains it.
Explains what?
You got in the same way your sister did. The keypad on the STIP is biometric and needs only 50% of your dad's DNA.
Dad's DNA?
It was my STIP. Kate investigated it when it was stolen and landed on a rooftop in downtown Baltimore. She accidentally opened it too.
Kate knows it's a time machine too?
Interstellar portal.
All this time, the three of you have known about this and have led me on with lies.
Yes, we led you on, and yes, we lied. We had to.
You had to?
What happened when we told you the truth?
What are you talking about? When did you ever tell me the truth about this?
My welcome home party. Kate and I told you I was held at a prison on an alien planet, and Kate came on a spaceship and rescued me, etc., etc.
Wait, that ridiculous story was true? You were actually on an alien planet, and Kate went into space to rescue you?
Kelly, this is a lot to take in right now. Sit down, and I'll start from the beginning.
Do you think that's really a good idea?
Like I said earlier, if Kelly wants to find out something, she's going to find out about it. Now, before we start, why the ruse to Minnesota?
I had had it with the misdirections and setbacks. I took the kids to Aunt Karen's because we were going to see her off for her college reunion party. I came back, and both kids had sleepovers for the night. The only thing I couldn't even begin to accept was you disappearing into the steel tube here. I know you didn't walk around the front when I went around the back. I had to find out for myself what was going on.
Well, you found out.
This raises all kinds of problems. You know you can't tell anyone about this.
What stopped Kate?
Barnes went to question witnesses and check the adjoining roof for evidence when she discovered the stip. So, what's she going to do when she gets back? Oh, Jim, I just went into a portal device that took me to Cambridge and back in seconds, thanks to a friendly alien.
My brother.
Wait, alien? Your brother? Then you're a...
Alien? Yes.
So she can't tell anyone because who's going to believe her? She'd be off the force on a psych discharge that day.
He's an alien?
So she had to keep it from Jim, from everyone, if she wanted to stay on the force.
He's an alien!
This is a lot to take in, sweetheart.
Did you not hear him? He said he's an alien.
Yes, I know.
You're not an alien, are you? Please don't tell me you're an alien.
John, put on some of your famous tea. We better just start from the beginning.
I'm not drinking his tea. He's an alien.
I assure you, it's fine. It's going to be a long night. So, sugar or honey?
Welcome aboard the Boldabar Space Station. Controller?
Commander Sims.
Nate.
Sims, I need to depart as soon as possible.
We'll do a quick TI and send you on your way.
I still don't see why we have to have a technical inspection after several landings all around the galaxy.
SOP. I don't write them, I just follow them. Vlad, as soon as you get settled in, start the TI on the Mercury.
Settled in? That means a lunch, yes? Come on, Nate. I'll fix you some real food. George, please start the systems analysis on the Mercury.
Commencing systems analysis.
George, good to see ya. You're a sight for sore eyes.
Upon checking my database, I understand that to be a colloquialism, and therefore you are not suffering from sore eyes. Welcome back and congratulations on a successful mission.
Well, thank you, George.
Professor Lin, it's a pleasure to finally meet you.
The honor is a mine. I am humbled to know how many have risked their lives to save a mine.
I can provide you with the exact number if you like, Professor Lin.
Oh, Robo-4, that is not unnecessary. I am honored to be in the presence of such an advanced artificial intelligence.
I have studied your files, Professor. I intend no offense, but I have requested that you not be allowed access to my operating room.
Oh, do not concern yourself, Robo-4. Those days are gone. My only concern is to return home and ensure that Rage has not harmed my family.
And I can assure you that we're working towards that goal. You understand that we must get as much information from you as we can as to the inner workings of Rage. We will also need to fully develop a cover story for your absence. Your country will be very anxious to know where you've been.
You will have my full cooperation and an assistance.
Controller, I take it Captain Jocko has taken Lister back to base.
That is correct. He will be taken to a secure facility at the military base on Boldabar.
I certainly hope it's more secure than the prison on Latumus.
Rest assured that he will be closely guarded. As for Wi-Fi, we believe he managed to escape into Lister's shuttlecraft. Our main objective now is to get Professor Lin to a secure facility and also to begin the interrogation of Lister.
Boy, I tell you, I for one would love to get a crack at interrogating Lister. Once he gets in the hands of the IDF, there'll be so much red tape we'll never learn anything from him.
Well, Agent Barnes, perhaps the IDF is not aware of this capture yet.
You're not gonna tell him that you captured him?
At least not for a couple of hours. That's all the time I will need to get the information I want. Commander?
Yes, sir?
Please prepare my STIP for immediate departure. There is no time to waste.
Yes, sir. George, please facilitate the controller's request as soon as you can.
I am quite capable of performing multiple functions. STIP countdown sequence initiated. Expect departure in 10 units. Controller, you may board your vessel now and prepare for your departure.
Thank you, George. Gentlemen, congratulations on a successful mission. Agent Barnes, I understand you will be departing for Fillion?
Yeah, yes, sir. I'll be leaving with Nate as soon as he's cleared for departure.
I have arranged for you to meet with Dr. Baker. He is now handling Kate's case. He is fully aware of the situation with Kelly and is working to get Kate back on Earth as soon as possible.
Which Earth, sir?
Initially, she will be in the same hospital that you were in when you were recovering from your gunshot wound. Once she is stable, she'll be transferred to the Mayo Clinic in Rochester.
From what I understand, Kelly has not given up on her goal to find Kate. You'll probably be walking right into a hornet's nest when you get back to Earth, Agent Barnes.
Well, Sims, what's new?
All I can say is, that sure happened fast. 1 minute we're tracking down a suspect, the next we're taking down two bombers. I still can't believe how fast the feds moved in. It was like someone tipped them off.
After we did the recon from the rooftop yesterday, we alerted the authorities that something might be going down. And they positioned one of their field agents inside the police headquarters.
We were just lucky we got them before they did any damage.
You made a nice shot there, Thorin.
Like I said, he's a real Annie Oakley.
I take it your men on the roof fell into the hands of the feds, too.
The tranquilizer dart that Thorin hit him with put him out for a good while. We would have never gotten anything from him anyway. The knockout is effective for at least an hour and a half.
They were up there almost before I could get the handcuffs on him.
Which means we'll never have a chance to question him. I would really like to know what kind of people walk around town in a 1940s suit and fedora.
I'm betting they were Eastern European. Those guys are always behind on fashion and music.
Well, let's hope they start singing when the feds get to them.
What's the status on my guy?
I understand he didn't make it. Apparently, he took some kind of poison.
Well, at least we have one of them in custody. We should be the one questioning him.
I couldn't agree with you more. But the case is out of our hands now. I have turned over all the information and evidence that we've collected.
So I guess that means we're done here.
Yes. But because of the international implications, we might be retaining Thorin for just a little while longer. So, Thorin, do you think that's going to be a problem?
At this time, I don't think so. But if something comes up in Johannesburg, they might send me there.
Well, I guess it's back to Baltimore for me and traffic duty.
I think you might be getting a little more responsibility, Nelson. You've been a great asset to this investigation, and I'll make sure that your superiors know about that.
Thank you, Detective Richards. It's been a real pleasure working with you, and you too, Chris.
I've enjoyed working with you. Not too bad for a rookie. Maybe I'll check in with you when I retire in a few months.
Hey, if you're up for some crabbing and fishing, I know another retired detective who would love to have some company.
I just might do that.
All of this talk about crabbing and fishing is making me hungry. What do you say we put on the old feed bag to celebrate? How about that restaurant near the river where we ate the other night?
That sounds good to me. How about if I meet you guys in, say, 30 minutes?
That sounds good to me, too.
All right. I'm going to go turn in some paperwork. See you there.
Oh, my God.
What is it? What happened?
It's a text from Horace. The STIP just made an unauthorized landing at Pyramids.
What? What do you mean an unauthorized landing? Did somebody steal it again?
Yeah.
The STIP was stolen? You've got to be kidding me.
Nope, I'm dead serious.
Do they know who it is?
Oh, they know who it is, all right. Kelly Merritt.
So the only chance that Kate had was to take her to the best medical facility in the galaxy.
The doctors on Fillion have done a miraculous job.
And that's it in a nutshell. Kelly? Kelly? Hey, Kelly, are you with us?
What?
I know it's a lot to take in, Kelly. Are you okay?
Am I okay? You're asking me if I'm okay? You just told me my sister's on an alien planet in a hospital. There are aliens among us. You were actually in an alien prison, and this guy is an alien. Are you kidding me? Is my sister an alien and I'm just adopted?
No, Kelly, now calm down.
Calm down? How can I calm down when my whole world was just turned upside down? Nobody is who they say they are. I don't even know what's real anymore. And you, Dad, trapped in some sort of black hole thing, not aging. Like I asked you before, are you really my dad?
Of course I'm your dad. All that happened before I met your mother.
Did she know? Did she know that you were a fighter pilot in World War II? Did she know that you were a fighter pilot in the Korean War? Did she know that you were like 70 years old when you met her? Did you lie to her too?
Where do you think you got that drive and determination for the truth? Like you, she eventually found out. It was difficult at first, but after a while, she grew to accept the way things were.
When did Kate find out?
That would be the day she found the STIP. She got in the same way you did. We knew at that point that there was no turning back. She met my brother in the STIP, and he told her all about your father. As you can imagine, it was a great shock to her as well. When she left the STIP, she had to face Barnes and not tell him the truth. It would have been the end of her career.
And how did she handle learning all of this?
About the same as you. You've had a lot to take in, Kelly. All of this can be quite traumatic. We have people who can help you if you need it.
No, thank you. The last thing I need is some alien probing me. I can't believe this is happening. I'm going to wake up and realize this has all been a bad dream.
I wish it were, Kelly, but when you wake up tomorrow, it's still all going to be here. I went through the same thing when I flew through that tear in the fabric between our two worlds. It took me a long time to adjust. In a way, I'm quite relieved now that you found out the truth.
No more lies?
No more lies, I promise.
All right, then. Who else do I know is actually an alien?
Officer Nelson is probably the only other guy that you would know.
Nelson? You mean that rookie cop from the party? The guy who was flirting with Kate?
Nelson is actually one of our top agents in the IDF. The Nelson you know is just his cover.
He's actually a real nice guy. I know it's hard to believe, but he is.
There's one person's name you haven't mentioned. Jim Barnes. You're hesitating, Dad. What about Jim Barnes? Is he an alien?
No, Kelly. Jim is not an alien. But he knows everything. He is also an IDF agent.
So what happened? Did she finally tell him?
She had never planned on telling him. Barnes was to retire and open up his own detective agency.
What happened?
You remember when Jim got shot?
Of course, he almost died.
The only way to save him was to take him to an alternate Earth and the Mayo Clinic. He lost the part of his brain that controls speech and many motor functions. Without our intervention, he would not have recovered. Kate was with him in the hospital when he woke up.
She told me that Jim knew something was up right away when he regained consciousness. Kate opened the blinds in his room and somehow he knew he wasn't in Rochester, Minnesota.
So she told him. What happened after that? How did he take it?
According to my brother, better than anyone he's ever seen. Evidently, Jim is a big science fiction buff, and he's somewhat of a conspiracy theorist. He took it, as you would say, like a duck to water.
I told you that Kate was injured when the spacecraft she was in was ambushed by Rage. What I didn't tell you was that Jim was in a fighter escort spacecraft. They were on their way to rescue that Chinese professor who went missing.
That case Kate was working?
That very same case. After Kate was put into an induced coma, Barnes continued the mission. It takes about 2 days to get information from where they are, so we don't know if their mission was successful or not yet.
I want to go. I want to go now. I want to go see her.
My dear, it's a very arduous journey. It would take the better half of 2 days to get where she is.
So you're looking at 4 days just in travel. By that time, she may be ready to come here. I know you want to see her, but the best thing to do is to wait until she's returned to the Mayo Clinic.
He's right, Kelly. I promise you, as soon as she can have visitors, we'll go there. But in the meantime, the best thing you can do is go home and try to ingest everything that you've learned. Again, if you need help, we can provide that for you.
Let's go home, Kelly. I'll drive. I know you still have questions, and I promise you that we'll get to each and every one of them in due time.
For once in my life, Daddy, I don't feel like asking any more questions.
Kate, it's me, Jim.
Jim, is that you?
Yeah, Slugger, it's me. Hey, listen, don't try to talk.
Where am I? What is this place? What happened to me?
Look, don't try to talk. You've had a rough go of it, but you're gonna be fine.
Jim, are you lying to me? I don't even sound like myself.
You had a little work done.
A little? I'm wrapped up like an Egyptian mummy, and you say I've had a little work done? And did you hear me? I don't even sound like myself, do I? Do I, Jim?
Hey, take it easy, kid. Now, you've been through a lot here. Like I said, you need your rest.
I don't need rest. I need answers, and I'd like to get some now.
In due time, kiddo. In due time.
The time is now. What happened to me?
You really want me to go through this now?
Please, Jim, tell me what happened.
Well, what do you remember?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Do you remember being on the ship?
Ship? What ship? I was on a ship?
You don't remember being on the Mercury?
The Mercury? What was I doing with Rogers?
Kate, Rogers has been gone for a long time. Nate's the captain of the Mercury now. You don't remember that?
No. I don't remember any of that. Were we on a mission?
Yeah, we were on a mission to rescue Professor Lin.
The professor?
You do remember the professor, don't you? He'd been kidnapped by Rage. You were on the Mercury with Nate. I was on the Bat with Captain Jocko. We were providing you escort. Rage had set up an ambush in the Capaldi Belt. You went to the captain's quarters to get a firearm.
Roger's quarters? Wait. I think I remember doing that, and then...
And then what?
I don't know. I don't know. Why can't I remember? Why can't I remember what happened? Why, Jim?
Look, like I said, you need your rest now. I know you have a lot of questions, but now's not the time for them. I promise I will tell you everything, but you have to get your rest.
But I want to know. I want to know what happened. Jim? Jim?
Agent Barnes, I'm Dr. Baker.
Oh, Doctor. Are you the one who operated on Kate?
No, I just now returned from your planet. I had a very interesting consult with Horace and Kelly. I'm doing the follow-up. Did I hear our patient talking?
Yeah, Doc. She came too briefly and asked me some questions.
What was her state of mind? Was she coherent?
For the most part. She only had a vague recollection of what happened. She knew she was hurt, and she recognized me. She was also aware that her voice wasn't the same. Yeah, that seemed to be a really big concern for her.
Things will only get worse after she has facial reconstruction. She'll not only sound different, but she'll look totally different. We're going to do all we can to restore her to her original self, but she took a lot of damage. I'm afraid the biggest part is going to be psychological.
She's a tough cookie, Doc. If anybody can pull through this, it's her. You know, the roles are reversed now. She's the one who helped me get through my surgical procedures and learning all about the IDF and aliens. Hey, you didn't put any biometric devices in her, did you?
Only the artificial larynx that was developed by Dr. Morgana. It's cutting-edge technology. We were fortunate to have Dr. Morgana perform the surgery. I was on your planet searching databases for a suitable donor. We're not sure how long she'll be using this larynx.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like something's gonna happen real soon. Are we talking weeks? Months? What?
It's hard to say, Agent Barnes. As you can imagine, finding a suitable donor is gonna be difficult. It's like trying to find a new heart for someone. You have to find someone who won't be needing it anymore. But I assure you, we will do our absolute best to find one and do it as soon as possible.
Thanks, Doc. That's all I can ask for.
Hey, I just saw the doc leaving. What do you have to say?
Hey, yeah, everything is as good as we can expect. It's going to be a long recovery time.
When do they plan on doing the facial surgery?
I'm not real sure, but I think perhaps within a couple of days.
Boy, that's got to be tough. One minute you're standing in the captain's quarters, and the next you wake up in a hospital bed. Your throat's ripped out and replaced with a new one, and you don't have a face anymore. I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
Look, Kate's tough. If anybody can handle it, it's her. I thought I was going to go through life totally disfigured when I woke up. She was there to help me, give me encouragement. The docs patched me back together, and I ain't doing too badly.
Yeah, but you just took a bullet to the head. She was pulverized from the debris from a proton torpedo. When I got to her, I couldn't even recognize her. I thought she was a goner. The only thing that saved her was that Dr. Koh was on board as a flight surgeon on the mission. You notice there aren't any mirrors in this room. For a very good reason.
I know it's bad now, but these guys can do miracles. I know they can patch her back together. She'll be just fine.
You know that? You know that for sure?
I have to believe that, Nate. That's just not my partner lying there. That's somebody's daughter. Sister. And honestly, the best friend I ever had. I can't lose her. I don't know why they sent her on this mission. We had everything under control. She didn't have to be there.
Jim, her eyes are open. And they're tearing up.
Kate, are you awake? Can you hear me?
I heard, Jim. I heard everything. I don't have a face. Jim, I don't have a face.
Will Kate be able to fully recover? Is this the end of her career with the IDF? What will happen now that Kelly knows the truth? Will she join forces with the IDF or expose them? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of The Hawk Chronicles, A New Era.
Hello, I'm John Bell of Bells in the Battery, along with my associates, Arnie Kunchbar.
I can introduce myself, thank you very much.
All right.
Hi, I'm Arnie Kunchbar.
That's it?
That's it.
And also, do you want me to introduce you, Brad?
Well, of course, Mr. Bell, that's your job as host.
Thank you, Brad. And I'd like to introduce Brad.
Hold it.
What?
Here's your script.
Script?
Well, you gotta know what to say.
All right. And introducing Brad Montworth, ace salesman, incomparable public relations expert, and, of course, unrivaled attorney at law.
No, come on, you know how to say it, Mr. Bell.
Unrivaled attorney at law.
Oh, Mr. Bell, you shouldn't say those things. You make me blush.
Can I do my introduction over again?
No. We're here for an important reason.
Very important.
Indeed.
If you think you deserve significant financial compensation, call Brad Motworth, attorney at law.
Oh, boy.
At 555-4...
No. We're here to remind everybody to take steps to avoid the coronavirus.
Yeah, don't catch it. Because there's no one you can sue.
Wash your hands thoroughly and keep social distancing.
What?
Social distancing.
One more time.
Stay about 6 feet away from everybody else.
Right, very good.
Oh, I gotta wash my hands thoroughly. I don't want to get me this corona.
Ooh, keep your distance now. Socially. I want to keep feeling fine, corona.
Never gonna stop getting squirts from my Purell.
I'm always gonna buy all the toilet paper that they sell.
Bye, bye, bye. Bye, corona.
Bye, corona.
Don't get no closer, huh? Beat it, huh? Far enough where I can't see your eyes, corona.
An illness history is not for me, uh-uh. Don't want to try your COVID on for size, corona.
Never gonna touch. Stay away. My epidermis never wants to be close to where that nasty germ is.
Bye, woo. Bye, corona.
Fly, corona.
Captain Bly, corona.
Pumpkin pie, corona.
Now, wait a minute.
Emerald rye, corona.
Guys.
Goodbye, corona. Good riddance.